Yad,
Yad,
Vidur,
Vidur,
His,
His,
Anirudhakyam,
Anirudhakyam,
Vishikanam,
Vishikanam,
Adishwaram,
Adishwaram,
Sharad,
Sharad,
Indivara,
Indivara,
Shyamam,
Shyamam,
Samrajam,
Samrajam,
Yogiji,
Yogiji,
Shanae,
Shanae,
Yad-zidur-yani-rudhākyam Vishikāna-madhīśvaram Vishikāna-madhīśvaram Śāra-jindī-varasyāvam Śāra-jindī-varasyāvam Samrājyam yogi-dikṣanai
Samrājyam
yogi-dikṣanai Yad-zidur-yani-rudhākyam Vishikānāmadhīśvaram Śāra-jindī-varasyāvam Samrājyam yogi-dikṣanai Yad-zidur-yani-rudhākyam Vishikānāmadhīśvaram Śāra-jindī-varasyāvam Samrājyam yogi-dikṣanai
The mind of the living entity is known by the name of Lord Aniruddha, the supreme ruler of the senses. He possesses a brilliant black form like a lotus flower growing in the autumn. He is found solely by the yogis.
Yad-vidu hi anurudhākyam rishikānāmadhīśvaram sāradindi varasyāmam saṅrājyam yogi-dikṣanai jaṅmam bhāra varunanda ruddhasannanti dibvai sabai vedai sāṅga pada prama upanishadai gāyanti jaṅ sāmagā Dhanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yogino jasyantangana vidush suragani surasuragani jivayatasmai namaha. This is a mantra, Vedic mantra. The Supreme Lord is worshipped by all the demigods. Yam varunandar rudra sunnanti dibbai sabai. Varuna, Indra, and other demigods, even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Shiva Virinchi Nutam is worshipped by Shiva and Virinchi. Virinchi means Lord Brahma. So, the only Lord, Master, is Krishna, I have explained. Ekolai Ishvara Krishna. Ishvara, the supreme Ishvara controller, is Krishna. And he is worshipped by Jang Brahma Varunanda Rudra Sunnanti Vibhaisava. He is the objective of worshipping. So, Dhyanavastita Manasa. Dhyanāma-sita-manasā-jama-paśyanti-yogina. Yogis, they are, when they desire some mystic power, eight times some mystic power, they also meditate on the Supreme Lord and the features of the Supreme Lord on which the yogis meditate. by concentrating their mind is called Aniruddha. Sankarsan Aniruddha, Vasudev Sankarsan Aniruddha Pradyumna. So this is described. Aniruddha is the deity of the mind, and mind is the central sense of all senses. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha parahmana. The material conception of life, the senses are very prominent. So long we are under the bodily concept of life, our objective is to satisfy the senses. But the master of the senses is the mind. And the controlling duty of the mind is Aniruddha. Therefore, God's another name is Rishikesha. And bhakti means to serve Rishikesha. Because he is the proprietor of the senses. Here it is said, jag hi anuruddhasyam rishikalam adhisharam. Rishik. Rishik means senses. And another name of God, of Krishna, or Aniruddha, is Rishikesh. Srinā Duvāyam Mathe. Rishikesh name is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Rishikesh means Rishikānām Adhisham. So practically these senses which are using, the real proprietor is Aniruddha, or the Supreme Personality of God. You can utilize the instrument. Yes, sir. Just like you hired some instrument to use it for some purpose. But the instrument belongs to somebody else. Similarly, the instrument, the koram, the means of working, our instrument, as you say. The proprietor is Rishikesh or Aniruddha. So we are now utilizing in instruments without fulfilling the desire of Aniruddha or the Rishikesh. That means we are using it for sense gratification unlawfully. Therefore, we are becoming implicated in sinful activities. Who's talking with sir? Stop. So, the bhakti means that when you don't use the rishi or the senses for any other purpose than to serve the Rishikesh, that is called bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Rucha. Rishikana Madhisharam. Actually, the proprietor of the senses is Aniruddha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference between Krishna and his expansion. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam, Adyam, Purana, Purusam, Navajauvanancha, Vedeshi, Durlava, Azur, Lavahato, Hapto, Govindamadi, Purusam, Tamangoja. In the Brahma Sangita, we understand that the Lord is one. But he can expand himself into multi forms. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Lava Jovanandi. This expansion is going on from time immemorial. Still, the Lord is Navajovan, very young, 16 to 20 years old, that's all. Purana, although he is the Adi, origin of all living entities, still he is young. And although he has expanded himself into multi forms, still he is one. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Anantaru. Advaita is one. Not that because he has expanded himself into many forms, therefore he has got many. He has become many. No. He's one. Still. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avishishat. Okay. That is absolute knowledge. That the Supreme Lord, if he expands himself into supreme forms, unlimited forms, unlimited supreme forms, still he remains supreme. It is not material. Material is supreme. If you take 1 lakh of rupees, if you take 1 lakh of rupees, then it becomes zero. But in the spiritual world, the absolute means you take the supreme. The supreme may expand himself into many millions of supreme form. Still, the original supreme remains. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyam. These things are spiritual understanding. So, this Aniruddha is the objective of meditation for the yogis. Nowadays they have manufactured so many objectives. But that is not authorized. The authorized is that you have to concentrate your mind upon the form of Vishnu known as Aniruddha. That is the real meditation. Vishnu has got many forms. Many forms means the Vishnu forms are all chaturbhuj, four-handed. And the symbolic representation of each hand is Shankha Chakra Gadapadma. The conch shell, the beast, Shankha Chakra, Gada, the club, and the lotus flower. Now the Lord is differently named. Ordinarily there are 24 names. So those names are there according to the situation of the symbolic representation. It begins from the right lower hand, and then it comes to the left lower hand. This Shankha Chakra Gadapadma, differently situated. Just like begin, Shankha, then Chakra, then Gada, then Padma. Then begins Chakra, Gada, lotus flower and constant. In this way, there are different positions of the Shankha Chakra Gadapadma. And according to that different position, the name is changed. Nisimha, Bhamana, Padmanabha, Narayana, like that. So, there are innumerable forms and innumerable names. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Anantarupa. But they are all one. There is no difference. Advaita. This is the conception of spiritual understanding. So these forms, each form has got a separate planet. Just like here, in this material world, each demigod has got a separate planet. The demigod, Chandra, Dev, he is also a demigod. So he has got a separate planet, which is called Chandra Lok. Similarly, Sudra Lok, Borun Lok, Bai Lok, Indra Lok, many. There are hundreds and thousands of demigods, and they have got their different planets. Similarly, the Lord in the spiritual world has got multi forms, and the each and every form is the predominant detail of the Vaikuntha planets. The spiritual planets are called Vaikuntha planets. The material planets, they are not Vaikuntha, they are Kuntha. Here, in these planets, anyone living is always full of anxiety. Kuntha. In the Vaikuntha planet, there is no such thing as anxiety. That is the difference between the spiritual and material planets. Vaikuntha planets means without any anxiety. Here, everyone is full of anxiety. Whatever he may be Lord Brahma, or he may be Mr. Ant, small, very insignificant. Everyone is full of kuntha. Sada samudvigna dhyan. Samudvigna. Fully anxious. What will happen next? What will happen next? How things will go on? With anxiety. He may be very rich man or very poor man. The anxiety must be there. Why? Sada samudvigna dhyan asat graha. Because they have accepted this material body. So, Anuruddha, Pradyumna, Sankarsan, or other Vishnu forms, or the living entities who are living there in those Vaikuntha planets, they have no anxiety. There is no anxiety. Neither there is influence of this Maya. Neither there are the activities of the three modes of material. That is called spiritual world. Vaikuntha Lok. They are free. Neither there is birth, death, old age and disease. These things are absent. Everyone is full of transcendental bliss. Anandamaya Vyasa. By nature, they are Anandamaya. All is joy. And here also in this material world, when we become free from this material concept of life, bodily concept of life, and are fully aware of the things that are not this material body and spirit, soul, among Brahmasmi, he also becomes jolly, because he acquires the spiritual quality. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, that is the sign. Prasanna. Nasuch. Prasanna, what does it mean? Prasanna. Nasuchati nakant. There is no hankering and there is no lamentation. Then it is possible to see everyone on the equal level. Samasarvesu bhuteshu. This is the preliminary condition of becoming a devotee. When one has attained this stage, prasanna manasu, even prasanna manasu bhagavat bhakti yoga, this stage can be attained by bhakti yoga. Simple method, bhakti yoga means hearing and chanting. Chant Hare Krishna and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That's all. Sit down together, all the family members, and chant Hare Krishna, and read some passages from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is bhakti. If possible, install deity, worship it properly, There's no need of going to cinema, restaurant, eating all nonsense. This will be automatically finished. Anartha. These are anartha. Unwanted things. Anartha niritti shyat. If you take to this devotional study, bhakti yoga, the anarthas, unnecessary nonsense things, smoking, bidi, cigarette, drinking tea, going to the cinema, restaurant, and so many others. They are not required. What is the necessity of these things? If you say there is some ananda, that is not ananda. Ananda is here to hear about the Supreme Lord. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, that is ananda. This is not ananda. This is false ananda. But we are accustomed to this. That is our mistake. Anartha. So, come to the bhakti platform, one has to become free from the anartha. Otherwise, bhakti will not be substantial. Anartha nivittishya. Tato nishtha. When anarthas are finished, no more attraction. Bhakti parasano bhava virakti anartha. If one is really devotee, then he will be detached to the anarthas, unwanted things. That is the test of bhakti. And devotee, also devotee of biri, that is not devotee. And smoking, also chanting. In Bengal it is said, I mean, dudo khai, tamako khai. No, not like that. So, that is the test. Who is the devotee? Simply by advertising, sell advertisements will not do. How much you are freed from the anarthas? Virakti anarthasya. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti anarthasya. The example is given, just like if you are hungry, you are hankering after food, but when sufficient food is supplied to you, then the next day will be done, I don't want that. That's all. No, take more. No. He satisfied, fully satisfied. That's right. Balan Maharaj, he took advantage of bhakti for some materials, not Balan Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, I'm sorry. So, when actually saw Krishna, Vishnu, who came to satisfy him, being free upon his austerities, little boy, 5 years. At that time, when he saw Krishna, he said, No, I don't want anything. Samin kitathosmi varam najat. Samin, my Lord, I'm fully satisfied. I have no more demand. That is the bhakti stage. No more demand. The kurmis, the jnanis, the yogis, they have a demand. They want something. The kurmis, they want promotion to the higher planets for sensual satisfaction for higher standard of material living condition. Kurmis. The more you are kurmis, you can live very high standard life, just like Europeans, Americans. The big kurmis, big manufacturer of machine, wonderful machine, and they get money, cost $1, and they are charging $500. Get money and good opportunity for sense gratification. So that is the idea of kurmis. They want higher standard of sense gratification. Scientific method of sense gratification. They have got machine even for saving. Even for toothbrush. So everything machine. The idea is sense gratification. This is for me. Jnanis, they have also demand. I shall become one with God. Itatena. But if bhaktas, they don't want itattam. That is gyani. And yogis, they want mystic power. Because if they can manifest some mystic power, immediately so many foolish persons will be followers. And they will get some material reputation, position. So there is demand. And when there is no demand, that is bhakti. Samin tika thosmi barang najas. Ramad barang. I have taken much barang. What is that barang? Everything is supplied by Krishna. While the devotee should be thankful for barang, for benediction. Krishna says, yogat himam mahamaham. Tisham nitya rijiktana. Those who are constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, all that is required by Him, that is carried by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself to supply. He says, yoga phemam maham. What you have got, He will give protection. And what you have not got, He supplies. For the devotees. The devotees do not want. But Krishna, just like a child, dependent on the parents, he does not want anything. But the parents are very much anxious what my child needs. The bhakta, devotee wants how to keep satisfy the Lord. How to keep him in comfortable position. Just like here the devotee, they are always dressing and giving flower garland and sandalwood palm and tulsi and cleansing the tanmandira marjanado. What is the idea? That Krishna may sit down here very pleasingly. This is bhakta's activity. And Krishna's anxiety is how my devotees will remain without any want. His business is going on. Without any difficulty. So, the bhaktas, they will not want anything. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. Na janang na janang na sandarim kavitan bhajato jishatana. So, the Aniruddha is the master of the senses, as it is stated here. Rishikanam Udhishwaram. Udhishwaram. Master, proprietor. So, the common sense is that if my hand is the property of Krishna, why it should be used for me? It should be used for Krishna. This is good sense. Suppose something belongs to somebody else, if you use it for your purpose, that is illegal, not lawful. This is my watch. If you take away this watch and use for your purpose, then it is criminal. You cannot say the watch is being used either by him or me. It is being used, that's all. No, you cannot use it. If you can use it only by the permission of the proprietor. Without permission of the proprietor, if you use it, then you are criminal or you are sinful. Similarly, we have got all the senses. The senses are meant for working. The eyes are meant for seeing, the ears are meant for hearing, the nose are meant for smelling, the hand is meant for touching, the leg is meant for going, the stomach is meant for eating. So many we have got different senses. They are meant for different purpose. But if the purpose is for your sense gratification, then you are criminal. Because you are not proprietor. This is to understand bhakti. If you do not use all these senses for Krishna's purpose, then it is sin. That is called papa. So you are doing that. Every one of us, who is doing for Krishna? Nobody is doing for Krishna. Everyone is doing for his own purpose. He is taking one flower. The devotee is bringing this flower, a very nice flower. Let me take it to the temple and offer it to Krishna. That is devotion. The same flower, it is very nice flower. Let me pin it on my bunch of hair. That is papa. The same thing, you must know how to utilize it. That is called bhakti. Everything can be utilized. Nidbandhi, Krishna Sambandhi, Jutta Vaidhaka Muchat. That art you have to learn. Anasattasya Vishayana. Vishayana means objectives for sense-objectives. Vishayana. Ahara Nidra Bhayamaitha Mancha. These are called Vishayana. Eating, sleeping, making and defending. Vishayana. So, we are Visha, everyone are. We are eating. Everyone is eating. Who can say I am not eating? So Visha. So our business should be not to be attached for eating. Then shall I start and die? No. You eat Krishna Prasad. Eating is not stopped. Eating is not stopped. Eating means as you are cooking for yourself at home, the same cooking, do it for Krishna, not for it to Krishna and eat it. Yes. The mode of life should be changed. That is Krishna consciousness. It is not that you shall give up eating. Now how can I give it? It is not for now. Neither Krishna says, yes, give up eating. Never, you will find in the world. Juttahara viharasya. You must eat what you need. Juttahara viharasya. Yoga bhavati siddhi. Krishna never says that unnecessarily you start. You never find in the world. Neither any asadhu is there. Rather, you offer to Krishna first class food star because he is in your. And Krishna is so kind, he leaves everything for you, for taking to father. So automatically you can satisfy your tongue. You offer to Krishna first class food, and Krishna is so kind that he'll eat, at the same time, he'll keep it for you. Purnasya purna madaya purna meva hosisya. Krishna's eating is not like that because you have given him very nice foodstuff. He'll eat everything and nothing for you. That is not Krishna. Krishna eats everything. He accepts your service and keeps everything for you. So this is Bhakti Marga. It is very nice. Simply, you have to learn how to engage your senses. Rishikesha, Sevanam Bhaktiritsa. Your senses are property of Rishikesha, as it is said here. Rishikesha Adhisharam. Rishikesha Adhisharam. He is Adhisharam. He is a proprietor. So you must use it. It is not that you stop your senses. That is not required. That is not bhakti. Bhakti means you must engage your senses fully, with more enthusiasm. But it should be for this. That's all. If you want to do business, do it very nicely. But give the profit to Krishna. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat atmasas. Purushatam madhatvam. Krishna says, give it to me. Very well. Nothing is stopped. But you cannot do anything unlawful. Bhakti does not mean you can do anything unlawful. But ultimate issue, whatever you do, If it is for Krishna, that is life. That's why, materially, Arjuna was trying to become very gentleman, non-violent. Arjuna, Krishna, I'm not going to say that. People very much appreciate. Just see, Arjuna is so gentle, he is trying to become non-violent, and Krishna is inducing him to become violent. This is the vision of the demons. They do not know whatever Krishna desires, that is rightful. Krishna wanted Arjuna to fight, that is rightful. And Arjuna wanted to become non-violent, that is not rightful. Therefore, Krishna chastising, kutasthi tasmalamidam vishamis samupasthita. Why you are talking like anarja? Anarja distam. This kind of talking, you are khatriya, and you are not willing to fight. What is this? This kind of proposal is made by the anarja. Uncivilized. You are a khatriya. Your duty is to fight. And you are trying to refrain from the fight. You have become so ignorant. This is not good. Then when Arjuna understood that he was not in the right point, declining the fight, tatpanna dosa, apata sabha, tatpanna dosa. I'm not doing my duty, I can understand. All right, but I'm perplexed. Therefore, I'll become your student. Shishkatriham sadhimam prapannam. I surrender unto you as shishya, as a disciple. Now correct me. And when you are corrected, the same Arjuna said, yes, parishthe vachanam tava, yes, I'll buy. This is Krishna love. You have to act by the desires of Krishna. That is the proper use of your senses. You cannot use for your purpose. Anything, just like you are working in some establishment, anything in that establishment, you can't use for the proprietor's business. You cannot use it. Just like in hospital, there are blankets, it is written there, hospital proper. So long you are in the hospital, you can use it. But you cannot take it outside, then you are criminal. Similarly, everything, Ishava Sumidam Sattvam, everything belongs to God. And you can use it for the service of God. Tena taktena hunjitha. Madhidakasatiritana. This is instruction, basic instruction. You can use it as prasadam, but everything should be offered to the Supreme. Jagyate karma. Lokayam karma bandham. If you do not do that, if you engage yourself always in good activities as the Kurmis do, and earn money and use it for your own sense gratification. That is pāpa. Yajñāsiṣṭha sino santa mucchante sarva-kilmiṣa bhunyante te aghaṁ pāpaṁ je pacchanti ātma-kāranāt. Those who are cooking in the kitchen very palatable dishes for satisfying the tongue, they are simply eating sinful things. Therefore, if we become sinful every moment, how we can become happy? It is not possible. If you want to become happy, you have to become pious. And the standard of piety is to become Krishna conscious, devotee of Krishna. That is the highest perfection of life. Thank you very much.